This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, NewsGuard, that neocon U.S. intelligence agency, British intelligence agency, connected and run consortium group, so these government-paid spies can double-dip and make money at this private company and break the law, is going to have lifetime access to all of your devices, starting with Microsoft phones and computers next month, and lifetime watch what you do and give you messages telling you what's real and what isn't. Now, they don't just work with the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Media Matters, and Snopes you get into your phone or computer. No, ladies and gentlemen, now NewsGuard linked to Saudi Arabia's PR machine. Saudi Arabia spends the second largest amount of money propagandizing. They pay for a lot of CNN's fake news. And now they're going to be inside of your phone telling you what you can and can't look at. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Only in America is that type of thing happening. And, of course, it's going to expand across the world after that. And that ties us into this article. And this has been in the New York Times, Washington Post. This is out of our local paper, the Austin American Statesman. YouTube do recommend fewer conspiracy theory videos. Yes, they're breaking their algorithm. If something's popular and matches a name, they're going to look at the source of it and have their, quote, fact checkers, that's NewsGuard and others that interface, blacklist your video. But it gets better than that, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Again, it allows those fact checkers to actually get into your accounts and track everything you're doing in live time with your Internet ID. So this is the next level of total control. They say if you're criticizing vaccines or criticizing GMO, you are going to be shut down. So this is the next level of the technocracy and the takeover, and is incredible. Now, I want to go to your phone calls. We've got Calls for Liberty, George, Carlos, Howard, Minnie, Judy, Michael, Tyler, Randy, and many, many others that we're going to be going to here today. It's wide open phones. Let's go ahead and talk to Calls for Liberty in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call today.
Thanks for calling, brother.
What I would like to say is I think that Trump, when he declares a national emergency, also needs to enact the War's Power Resolution of 1973. And go ahead and eliminate the cartels and build the barrier within 60 days.
Well, it's certainly constitutional that when your border is being attacked by giant caravans and drug dealers, you can do it. But Kamala Harris says that it's old-fashioned idea to have walls, even though she has walls at her house.
Yeah.
You know, Trump should have declared emergency and never even done the national shutdown because that hurt the economy. Pelosi didn't care about hurting the economy. She wanted to. So that's why she was able to sit there and say she was the winner. She really wasn't the winner. But if he just declared the emergency, he could have bypassed her.
Yeah, well, it's coming to a point where inaction is his action. And it's starting to look like he's starting to be consumed by the swamp. And we need some action from a president, commander-in-chief, and a leader of this nation.
Well, he's got to know, too. They're not going to leave him alone if he rolls over, which I don't think he's doing. He's so surrounded by scum and so surrounded by traitors. When Pelosi didn't care, the economy was losing billions of dollars every few days, and she wasn't being reasonable, then he said, okay, I'll pull back and then do the emergency later. But who knows what's going to happen? This country has psychological and spiritual cancer, and I just hope we can fix it.
Lily, thank you for taking my call.
God bless you. Thank you so much, sir. All right, we're going to come back from break, and we're going to talk to everybody else. So please stay with us. It's a one-minute break. I want to back Trump. He got some good Supreme Court people in overall. He's, you know, tried to get the economy going. He's trying to pull our troops out of these evil wars. He killed the TPP. He did a lot of great stuff. But when it comes to protecting himself and really crushing the swamp, it's just all a bunch of cowards up there, so nobody will follow his orders. Literally, this country's in deep trouble. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're going right back to your phone calls. I spent probably an hour and a half of the broadcast so far today getting into the fact that they're coming out with hundreds of new so-called vaccines. Their own inserts say can cause all sorts of diseases, death. And then they're on Fox News and NPR saying jail doctors that don't make people take shots. There is no law. So it's all just bullying lie. They claim, oh, measles are up because of this. You know what's up is TB and flesh-eating bacteria because of the open borders. It's crazy how they're making their push and now trying to use all these leftist groups to control what's on the Internet so that doctors and scientists can't come out and warn you about the dangers of these tainted vaccines. It's crazy. That's right. YouTube says it'll basically delist or ban anything that these different groups funded by Big Pharma and the Saudi Arabians say is bad, and saying, watch out for vaccines. That's fake news, even though the insert says it can kill you. Let's go to George in New Mexico on the vaccine topic and personal experience. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for this topic, man. You know, it's something that I, as a father, struggle with, you know, with my kids' mothers. You know, it's like I try to bring this topic up, and it's like I get perceived as like this whack job conspiracy theory, you know, like I get looked at as like it's just this outrageous conspiracy theory I have.
Yeah, because mothers on average are trusting, and they see the state and the government as offering something wonderful and good. So ask her, do you know about black people getting injected with syphilis, Tuskegee? Print it off for her. Do you know? Bring her the insert. Go to Walgreens. Say, by law, they got to give it to you. No money. Say, I want the insert of your MMR shot. I want the insert of your Gardasil shot. They will bring you the insert by law, and they will and take it to your wife and then read it to her. Or
right.
Ex-wife.
And just like you talked about, you know, the all the data that they kind of cherry pick and suppress, you know, and you mentioned Rod Rosenstein's sister, like this is alternative news that is new to me that I'm grateful that you're talking about, because it's like if they were to really see the reality of how much is paid for them to suppress all the effects and they knew the truth, they would have a different take. But this whole, like, you know, cover up is like, it gets talked about alternatively, and it's just like, oh, wow, that's way far-fetched, you know.
Well, 5 years ago, all the top searches were mothers and fathers saying their kid died from it and doctors admitting it and scientists speaking out. Now, 100 pages deep, you can't find any of it. So we have to all share it with parents. We have to do it and not just take it, because what it is a large population reduction, cancer virus introduction program, and also an IQ reduction program. God bless you, George. And that's the facts. And it's horrific to admit, but that's what the deep state is doing. That's their program. That's their operation. You can look at countries that have the highest vaccination rates. They have the highest levels of autism. And what is autism? It's your brain-damaged child. Dr. Carlos in Canada. Thanks for calling, Carlos. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. 2 points. One to do with autism and vaccines, and also the role of glyphosate. There is a Dr. Seneff, S-E-N-E-F-F, that everyone should Google and read about the role that glyphosate plays in the microbiome of the humans. Now, the glyphosate itself doesn't work on the human channels, okay? But it works in the biota in your intestines, and that creates toxins, which then get into your bloodstream and then affect effectively. They make you like you were stoned or they were on some foreign toxic drug.
Well, let's explain. And again, Bill and Melinda Gates always own and buy whatever the crisis is they're creating. They're spending tens of billions tax-free, making government money, to find out about gut flora. And so exactly what happens is the vaccines cause an autoimmune response in the gut. Then you've also got the glyphosates in the gut that then kill the normal flora in the gut, and then it causes a toxic chain reaction. And then the boys don't have as strong a blood-brain barrier, and so that's why they're more susceptible than girls. But it's frying girls' brains as well.
Yes, and if you know, the Russian government did serious studies on glyphosate, all right, which they have not been reported in the West. And these studies led the government of Europe and some governments and so on to boycott and ban glyphosate. And the results have not been published in the West. So I think everyone has a responsibility to see, because Russia now is totally organic in its exports.
Well, that's right. Russia said 6 years ago, we are going to cut our defense budget and become the new organic command base of the planet. And if you tune into Russian TV, it's all about better filtering your water. Glyphosate is in all the groundwater in the U.S. I mean, I forget the number. It's something like 50 billion tons or something. Guys, search engine, how much glyphosate is estimated to have been used worldwide? I think it's higher than that. And so you say it doesn't activate in the body. Well, that's partially true. It has a bigger effect on, obviously, bacteria, fungus, yeast, mold, and things, and causes different gut flora in your stomach. Okay, so it's 1.8 million tons of glyphosate since its introduction worldwide. 9.4 million tons of the chemical have been sprayed. And I think that's a lower number. But, again, we're talking about millions of tons being sprayed. And it also grows certain types of tumors in men and women, as well in the breast and in the testicles. So let's just say this, it's not good.
Correct. Could you have Dr. Group look into this and give you a report? Because that would be
we should
helpful.
Get him on. You know, I've had medical doctors on. I've had medical doctors on about all of this many, many times and gone over it. I mean, glyphosate causes cancer. If you drink glyphosate, it'll kill you. But they had Monsanto reps run around forever, same ones that gave us Agent Orange and all the rest of it. I mean, they dump tons of dioxin in the black neighborhood in Anniston, Alabama. I mean, they're bad news, folks. These are ruthless, crazy people. They were able to take over industry because they're psychotics. You keep saying, why are so many psychotics in control at the top? Because normal people wouldn't act like this. Then the psychotics link up together, and it's over. Carlos, amazing points. Yes.
One point on Trump?
Yes.
Okay, the last point on Trump is this. Okay, quickly. When Hillary Clinton used the reset button with Russia, she established a relationship which permitted her to satisfy the needs for uranium for Russia. She is terrified, and her everyone that cooperated with this in this criminal cartel, effectively, they're terrified that President Trump and Putin will talk privately about all of this stuff. And so they even want to know what the translators were translating when they were talking.
Oh, exactly. Mueller delivered. Why do you think Hillary had Mueller, when she was Secretary of the State, when he was no longer FBI director, deliver the uranium to Stockholm? It was to get them all involved in the corruption. And then again, he was given a job at the big Democrat law firm and given $3 million just that year. I was looking it up last night. After he delivered the uranium, he was given $3.6 million by the top Democratic law firm. So that's how it works. And then that way, we got the former director delivering the uranium. He gets 3.6 mil. Hillary gets 130 something mil. The Podestas get a couple mil apiece. I mean, wow. Can you imagine? Think how sick that is.
He should not wait for any outcomes of any investigations on collusion of nothing. There is a nothing burger. He should simply call President Putin, as he said. Let's get together, and it's a good thing for America and Russia to talk. It's a good thing for, you see, President Trump has to learn to put a thing on his desk that says the buck stops here. Speak softly and carry big
sticks. We understand that. I appreciate your call. Great points. In fact, I was reading up on Mueller last night, just refreshing my memory about how he asked for the job from Trump the day before. Trump said no, so he had his minion Rosenstein create the special counsel position the next day. And I was looking at how the top Democratic firm that's funding four lawsuits against me, the law firm that's been there to depose me, literally is the law firm that he went to work for right after the uranium deal. And then I guess he sits on his fat ass and got $3.6 million. And see, that's what I'm talking to lawyers and people about, how we're going to counterstrike. They want to strike out at us with all their BS. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's all going to come out very, very, very fast. Yeah, there it is. Trump fear over Mueller conflict goes back to Oval Office meetings. Go to Mueller's Wikipedia. It says the law firm right there. It's just incredible how these white shoe boys think we're all dumb. Amazing. Amazing. All right. Howard, Manny, Judy, Michael, Tyler, Randy, James, Andrew, everybody. Tony's daughter got vaccine injured. We'll talk to him straight ahead.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Is financing lawsuits against InfoWars.com on many fronts. Wilmer Hale is one of the top Democratic law firms that Hillary worked for. And Wilmer Hale gave $3.5 million the year after Robert Mueller transferred the uranium to the Russians for Hillary. Isn't that all just cute? Robert Mueller, though, there won't be any special counsel for him unless Trump takes action right now, ladies and gentlemen. Truly unbelievable. And they've got Jeannie Ray, the former chief lawyer for the Clinton Foundation, up to her eyeballs in Haiti Gate, Russia Gate, China Gate, Server Gate, everything. When you're at the grand jury, she's behind the scenes with the other prosecutors quarterbacking the show. I mean, wow. But hey, why not? They've been getting away with it forever. The American people are dumb. Trump's dumb, they think. White shoe boys from Princeton and Harvard rule America. They'll teach America by selling us off to the Chi-Coms and everybody else. And any Americans try to stop it, they'll just have the Ninth Circuit rule the American flag as a hate symbol. They'll just ban Make America Great Again hats. They'll tell those Catholic schoolboys to wipe that damn smirk off their mouth. I haven't even gotten the sickening audio and video clips of Bill Maher saying horrible things about the Catholic schoolboys, even though it's all admitted to be a fraud, and then talking about why the priests want to have sex with them. Everybody laughs. See, the new thing is promote pedophilia, make it all a big joke. They're making jokes about Roger Stone being raped in prison, saying Roger Stone's gay. Well, when they do the homophobic stuff, oh, it's cute and it's funny. It's okay, because they're the white shoe boys. But you know what? They're all scared to death and want to take as many of us with them as they can because they know God hates their guts. And that's why they're so cursed. Why their families are cursed. I just pray that we all pray for justice to be brought upon all of these evil men and women, what they've done to the children. So back to your phone calls. So many people have called in with their children hurt and sick. Let's talk to Tony in Illinois. Tony, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, you there?
Yes, I am, Tony.
Hey, Alex. So we got a longtime listener. Appreciate you taking my call. We brought our daughter in at around 3.5 to get her DTaP. Booster shot, and a week later, she was starting to have seizures.
Mm-mm. No, it's hard to talk about what happened next.
Well, Alex, hello?
Yeah, it sounds like we might have most callers say they can't hear me. Most guests say they can't either. I'm sorry. That's just the way our phone system is. But you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay. Tony, I appreciate your call. So that's what, I mean, look, most kids, when they get sick from it, have a convulsion, they're at the hospital, at the clinic, or in the car. And used to the doctors would say, oh, it's a bad reaction. Now they're told to go, it's not us. And they call it a febrile seizure, the CDC. But, oh, on the national news, it doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy theory. Manny in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Well, sounds like we got a phone system problem. That's okay. We'll try to
Is it better now?
We're done. Thank you. Appreciate it. We go into these time warps with calls. It's why I quit taking calls for years, except every once in a while, because it's something we can't master, something we can't do. It's an audio issue. When I call in myself as a guest, I can't hear jack crap. And it's something that no matter how much money I've got or how much engineering I've got, we just can't get you audio. And I apologize for that. So no calls. Bingo. Nice circle of hell for me, though. I can tell you that, man. I really want to hear your calls. I really want to humanize you. I really want to talk to you. You know, I've thought about doing something like Skype calls or something where you just take a couple calls at a time and people Skype in and, you know, get people on air. That would be a whole other level of that other people really haven't done on a big radio / TV program. That would be something else, wouldn't it? You know, since I brought up Bill Maher, let's go ahead and do Bill Maher. I mean, you talk about a monster. He talks about how he loves kids all day and says Alex Jones was mean to the Sandy Hook kids, but doesn't show any proof. But then he talks about, I want more death on the highway, I want more suicide, I want less people. And then he goes into this whole rant bad-mouthing the president. I'm not going to play it all because there's so many expletives we have to beep it. And then he says all these horrible things about the Covington kids a week after the lawyers already warned people that you're going to get sued. Now, Maher thinks he can just sit here and, you know, call them punks and all this. But the point is, it's playing into the lie that they went and confronted the elder. So here's Bill Maher.
Ask me, this kid should have done what everyone does during a drum solo. Leave. But I mean, I don't spend a lot of time, I must tell you, around Catholic school children. But I do not get what Catholic priests see in these kids.
So there you go. And he said a lot more there as well. But, you know, why are these Catholic priests? What do they see in kids? Well, let me tell you. They see vampirically ruining someone's future and stealing their essence spiritually. Most of the Catholic priests that do this have been found in the actual reports that the media covers up, but are in the police reports, in the grand juries. Just in Pennsylvania, where there were 3,000 plus priests admittedly raping children, is that they get them in there and do satanic rituals with them inside the church. They get them in there and they do satanic rituals inside the church. And the whole point is blaspheming God, ruining a youngster's life. And like the Pope said, when people complain about being raped, he says, hey, you're gay, it's okay. Remember that last year here in the U.S.? A man said, I was raped. He said, it's okay, you're gay. We gave you the gift of being gay. And so what it is they're creating the proclivity for a young person to have that sexual orientation from being sexually abused. So they're getting more folks on the team. You understand? That's what it is. It's pedophiles institutionally get together because they like kids and they go after them. And that's what they do. And then Bill Maher gets up there and he's got his speech. I'm not calling for censoring. And he says that I need to be dealt with and all this other garbage in the past. But at least now he says I have free speech. But I got to tell you, man, that's truly sick. And it's out of control. And you see it all over the news, all over Netflix, all over TV. Pedophile this is good. Pedophile that is good. Salon, Vice, New York Times. Pedophiles are people, too. They are coming out in the open and making jokes in the final frontier about children and sex. We got another guest popping in. We'll see if we get the phones working because it's always the same. And I love the crew. It's like, I ought to get Sherlock Holmes in here. You know, callers can't hear, but I'm told it all works great. I call in. I can't usually hear. But hey, I'm an idiot. I am half deaf, too. We'll be right back. We'll see what happens. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I know what they'll find, it's in their mind, it's what they want. Baby from the rain, here comes the night, and here I
the world, nationalist and populist groups are taking action. All across the world, They're not getting any support from the left. They're not getting any support from Soros. Because he wants authoritarianism. He wants clash of civilizations. He doesn't want people that have a culture and have a system. Our own Dan Lyman just got finished covering the incredible developments at Davos. When I say incredible, on Soros and China. But first, before we go to him and then your calls here in a moment, let's go ahead and go to that clip here where Max Keiser talks about the yellow vest.
Cultural impact and what we're seeing culturally, and that is an important divide, he says, that we're really seeing now. And this, he points out that one illustration of this cultural divide is that most modern progressive social movements and protests are quickly endorsed by celebrities, actors, the media, and the intellectuals. But none of them approve of the Gilets Jaunes. Their emergence has caused a kind of psychological shock to the cultural establishment. It is exactly the same shock that the British elite experienced with the Brexit vote and that they are still experiencing now, 3 years later. The shock by the cultural establishment to the cultural establishment is something that we've talked about here as well. Post-Trump, this Trump derangement syndrome is exactly the same symptom. Is that, you know, when France elected Macron, remember, in America, the media was like ecstatic, over the top, euphoric, and saying like, he's our guy, he's like Beto, he's like Obama, he's like sexy and sophisticated and says all the right things and signals his virtue. But the people are rising up against him because the elite don't understand at all, still, all this time, and partly because they've had the comfort, the sweet, sweet comfort of a conspiracy theory that it's, you know, some guy living thousands of miles away in the Kremlin who has some sort of mind control over everybody in their population. But the fact is, these people, there's a cultural divide in our own country.
No, that's not fully true. The establishment knows that it's populism all over the world and then just says it's the magic Kremlin. The only truth there is that Russia is not a perfect country, but it got out from under the globalists, at least partially. So it had gone rock bottom first. So it was one of the first big nations to partially get out of it. But now Italy and everywhere else, Germany's voted out Merkel's party. And France, basically, you know, like something like 80% of people are against Macron. And it's happening everywhere else. I don't have to list all the places. People are sick of socialism, communism, corporate fascism. They want nationalism. They want prosperity. And they get it. They want it here. And so the establishment always tries to label their own domestic populations as terrorists. They always try to label them as the outsider when globalism is the outsider force pushing all of this. Our own Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com just got done. He's covered the Yellow Vest demonstrations for 12, 13 weeks. He just got back from Davos to give his view and his perspective. I'm not saying that Max Keiser and his co-hosts are wrong. They're overall right. But if you expand on that, Dan, I think that, you know, clearly the establishment doesn't think it's the Russians that are behind this resistance to the New World Order. It's the fact the New World Order is a horribly authoritarian, out-of-control system where the elites don't pay taxes, but then they tell us we can't have a middle class, and that the dogma of the globalists being anti-family, pro-radical Islam, being anti-Western, that's why people are finally fighting it and getting out of their malaise, because it's a horrible system. What's your view on that?
It is a horrible system, and of course we can look to France to see what's going on, and we can also look to the extent that the authoritarians are willing to use force now at this point, as things continue on now for over 11 weeks of protests by the Yellow Vests in France, and the violence is definitely on the escalation, so it seems. I was there for week 10 last weekend, before this one, and things started off pretty mellow, but then by the end of the day it was looking pretty ugly. And but the thing that I find so amazing, these Yellow Vests, they're brave. They are very, a lot of them are very brave. You might call them crazy, some of them. You might say they have a few drinks in them, some of them for sure. But, I mean, these people are out there knowing that they could be facing life-threatening injuries or life-changing injuries. And in some cases, some of them have died, indeed. And we had one of the top Yellow Vests, kind of a guy that's been on TV to represent them. Seems like a decent fellow, a construction worker. He was out live streaming the protest in Paris at the Bastille, and he believes he was targeted, but he was shot in the eye with one of these flash balls, a 40 millimeter rubber bullet, and he says he was also hit with another projectile at the same time in the leg, and his attorney says that he will likely be handicapped for life and will lose the eye. So, I mean, the amount of barbarity on the ground, we've seen some pretty heinous stuff in Venezuela, but it's really not that far off here in France as well.
And then you see Macron and her being booed at their EU army announcement last week, something they denied. I mean, this is Hitler's literal dream happening of a European Union. He also envisioned the Olympics and drew the Olympic symbol. He envisioned the VW car, the people's car, Volkswagen, and drew the car and the symbol. He envisioned the European Union, its flag. He envisioned a European Union army that would then dominate and control the world. And we are literally now seeing it today respond to people trying to get out from under it by saying, we'll kill you if you try to leave.
Right. And, you know, I just got a little tip, and I was just researching it before we came on, and I think you'll find this interesting. So one of the things that I've reported on is that on the ground, some of these really vicious police officers, they are undercover guys. They're just basically plain clothes with very few markings, sometimes just an armband. One of the videos from this weekend is horrific. A yellow vest, they're on the ground, arms behind their back, and then one of these undercover officer comes in and smashes his face on the ground three times and breaks his nose. It's a horrific video, but someone tipped me off to this, and I had never heard of this, but it's the European Gendarmerie Force. And of course, we see gendarmerie on the tanks, the armored vehicles in France and Paris every weekend now. And I didn't realize this, but it's basically an EU police, militarized police force. And it's possible that these guys, some of them, if not many of them, are not even from France, as we've discussed in the past. And this might be a key, a clue as to, you know, where are these guys coming from? Why are they so extra brutal? Maybe they are being hauled in from around Europe and they just have no allegiance to the French people and they're just, you know, trained attack dogs. And if you go on their Wikipedia page, it says that the EGF, which is the European Gendarmerie Force, is a European intervention force with a militarized police functions and specialization in crisis management. And it lists their allegiance to the European Union. So everybody can go and check that out. We have that up on the screen there now. That's an interesting little detail, and these are the things you start finding out as you start digging into this mess that is globalism fighting back against the populists on the ground in France.
Well, there's some of them right there, and you can see they're a multinational force, and if you look at those armored vehicles, that is the outside corporate EU invading the sovereign nation of France with the armored vehicles, so that is a foreign invasion force. And yes, this EU police force, gendarmerie, is absolutely a foreign force engaging the French. It is only a matter of time. And it's going to be very sad when it happens until people take those firearms away from them with the butter knife brigades or the ball peen hammer brigade. It's only a matter of time until these paramilitary thugs start getting killed.
There was actually early on in the Yellow Vest protests, one of the rifles was taken out of a police vehicle, so there is precedent for that. If these Yellow Vests, if they get their hands on anything, you know, more powerful than a cobblestone, they seem prepared at this point, some of them, that they'd be prepared to use it at least in self-defense. And with the amount of injuries they're sustaining, I do believe the injury count for both sides is over 3,000 now. I think that we could see some bad stuff in the future.
That's right. It's a fact. Venezuela is in a civil war against tyranny. France is in a civil war against tyranny. Liberty is rising. And the French resistance is about to kick into high gear as the corrupt EU state grinds to a halt.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Owen Benjamin is going to be hosting the fourth hour. Always informative, always entertaining, always spot on. Dan Lyman of Eurowars.com heads up our Europe operations, does a fabulous job. He's here with us now. I apologize to callers. I believe you can't hear us. We're figuring out what it is. We're working on it. We'll have calls tomorrow. I want to get more calls on the show. Or it might just been those phones two in a row, but we're going to find out. Some testing. Now, Dan just got back from Davos, and I want to get his views on how important that was. But if you look at a Zero Hedge article that links through to the Davos page itself, China responds to George Soros. Statements by certain people which portray black and white distort facts are completely pointless and not worthy of any rebuttal, said the Chinese. While this year's now concluded World Economic Forum in Davos was mostly a dud and increasingly a joke in financial circles, with Deutsche Bank and Jim Reed going so far as admitting that we had a DB Drinks reception, Deutsche Bank, for our clients last night, and one said, to me that the 11 years of coming here for the best advice we could trade in the opposite direction to the main theme of the conference over the next 12 months. There was one event that the boondoggling billionaires were eagerly anticipating, George Soros' annual remarks, because in the past he signals who he's going after next. Just like 13 months ago, last time they had the Davos event, he said, I'm going after Facebook and others, which he did do a short on, and he was successful. It was more about muscling in and getting him to accept censorship. But it's what Soros said in the remarks that's really important. And as we reported previously, 1 year after he famously slammed Google and Facebook at Davos, calling for them a menace and monopolistic, and predicting it's only a matter of time before the global dominance of the U.S. IT monopolies is broken, this time Soros took aim at what he believes is an even greater adversary, one which even Donald Trump might agree with, China. Now listen to Soros. Sounds like Alex Jones now. But that's only because he sees which way things are going, that our war with China has been successful, that Trump's actually winning, that we're winning, so now he wants to jump on the bandwagon. China is not only the only authoritarian regime in the world, but it's the wealthiest, strongest, and technologically most advanced. Soros lashed out at Beijing while taking particular aim at China's president. This makes Xi Jinping the most dangerous opponent of open societies. He means of Soros' control. Soros is just as bad as Xi, if he could. Soros, who also warned that China's increasingly use of AI and social credit systems to monitor its citizens, and in the U.S. is any different, could result in the most ruthless yet technologically advanced authoritarian regime in history, proposes a solution to eliminating what he sees as China's ills, crash China's economy and market, an approach Soros critics say he applies to every nation, which he finds disagreeable. So what do you make of this, Dan? You were there. Soros now openly coming out and saying, crash their economy, they're an authoritarian threat. Well, Trump just wants to make a better financial deal with us and stop threatening our ships and the rest of it. But Soros, he smells blood, in my view. What do you think?
It's very interesting. It does remind us all that there is a power struggle, even at the upper echelons of globalism. You know, it's like with any alliance, like, you know, let's say with the left, SJWs, eventually when they start accruing some power, then they're going to want it for themselves, and they're going to start breaking up and fighting over, you know, what they think is rightfully theirs. So it is an interesting thing to see Soros having gone after big tech and now going after the Chinese. So, I mean, I think it's positive for us in that it reminds us that it's not a monopoly at the top, and we have a choice in our destiny, so to speak, and to see that there are chinks in the armor that we can exploit when we see that they're not solidified at the very top. That's what it tells me.
I couldn't say it better than that. And again, they all want a technocracy. They all want world government. They all want vertical integration, but they're battling over the control. So that's one of their weak spots. That's why we have separation of powers in our government, to take competing groups and have them set against each other instead of consolidating control. That's when you've really got to worry. But notice this statement about the danger of the total technocracy with the social credit score when it's Soros funding and literally honchoing with these big groups the rollout of the social score here in America, and it's been him pressuring Google and others to actually adopt this. So it's just amazing hypocrisy.
Right, and you know, China is very powerful at this point. They have their own thing going on, and I would imagine that, you know, Soros has his own thing going on, and he doesn't want to cede too much to the Chinese, if anything at all, and probably feels a bit threatened. The things that are going on the ground in China, I mean, we start now, thank goodness for social media, because there's things that kind of, we can get a glimpse into what's going on there. I remember a couple months we did a story on the train. You're warned if you misbehave on the train, it will go against your social credit score. And I just saw recently that at some intersections now, they're posting the pictures of people and their family who are known to be jaywalkers to shame them in public and let everyone know that their social credit score will be lowered if you jaywalk. So, I mean, we need to pay attention to what's going on there, because if we think we're that far behind, you're crazy.
And again, they always start with something that sounds reasonable with a surveillance grid, but next, it's what you eat, it's who you talk to, it's what you do. Once you get into it, they can then use the stimuli to actually control you, like you're a remote control dog or bot of some type. That's what this is. They get you to comply to stuff that sounds reasonable, but again, they mean to walk you into something even more draconian. Speaking of countries where an elite get in control and then fight with each other over the resources, Venezuela, once the richest country in South America, is now a hellhole. Even CNN now admits 1,000 starve a week. Well, shouldn't we just have Maduro then move to New York? He could run and win by 80% of the vote and go to Congress. I mean, this is what Alexandria Cortez is pushing.
Right. I have a family member who's a bit on the normie side, but he's starting to wake up, and he just saw that the inflation in Venezuela is going through the roof and has started kind of paying attention to what's going on the ground there. And he asked, why would anyone want that in the United States? And I said, unfortunately, there are plenty of people in the United States, especially in our age group, in the millennials, Gen X, that would gladly vote for the type of people that would usher that in. Whether they understand what they're doing or not, many of them are as dumb, if not dumber, than Alexandria Ocasio or Cortez. And we can thank, of course, the school system and culture and just the incessant promotion of cultural Marxism, socialism, promoted as a cool thing. But anyone that wants to know where that road leads should look to Venezuela to see what's going on the ground there. If you value eating nice meals and taking showers and your vacations and Instagram and all that, you probably don't want what the socialists have in store for you.
And when things break down, anybody that's got anything better than you is the target. Anyone with a car is getting things thrown at them, including a cheap moped. Anybody with food is being attacked. The average Venezuelan has lost 28 pounds in the last year, and a carton of eggs is $200 USA. So there you go, another incredible example of that. Dan Lyman at EuropeWars.com. Again, incredible job. A lot of courage covering the yellow vest. We know you'll be reporting ongoing with the great work at Europe Wars. Everybody share those links. That URL is not as censored as InfoWars.com, so it's easier to share it. EuropeWars.com. Thank you, Dan Lyman.
Thank you. God bless.
Truly amazing. In fact, I should have started the whole show with Venezuela and what it's like in Alexandria Cortez. But see, it took 15 years or so to take a rich country and redistribute all the wealth before it completely collapsed. And then they don't really ever come back. Argentina didn't come back. None of them do. It's a real shame. And they've got millions of people trying to leave. And when they question them, they go, oh, we hear there's more free stuff up north. We hear there's more free stuff, El Norte. Meanwhile, the country is incredibly rich with resources, the farmland, everything. But see, they told all the poor people, vote for Chavez and you'll get free stuff. And now all the free stuff's gone and everybody left and it's collapsing. And half the millennials say they want communism in polls. We're almost out of time. I'm going to get back into the next segment because I want to get into some other areas of Bill Maher. And just what a scumbag he is. But then we have Owen Benjamin coming up. That's one of the best guest hosts we have. So look for that coming up in the fourth hour in the War Room. Owen Schroyer and others are going to be calling into his own show. We have some guest hosts there and a lot more today. Remember, only way we get the word out is you. Only way we stay afloat is you. I've been so focused on news information, I barely even plug anymore. We won't be here in 6 months if I don't start plugging. I want to thank you all for your support. But I mean, we've got the best supplements. We've got the best water filters. We've got the best air filters. We've got this incredible new product beyond any energy drink or pre-workout you've ever had. It's whole day use, slow burn, healthy energy with all the vitamins, minerals, and everything. It's Turbo Force. It is the ultimate of this energy drink next level type out there. It's simply amazing. Turbo Force, 33% off out of the gates. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. Great job with the crew. We'll be back with the fourth hour.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.